You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
The pastor, I said, I was dealing with a customer on this week, this customer was in the midst of a, how can I say it, in the midst of a transition. And the customer was complaining about the things and the difficulties of the transition. And they were complaining about what they're going to have to do and what they're going to have to go. And you probably know that sometimes we can complain and we don't even know that we're complaining. Because it becomes so natural to us to complain. Oh, glory to God. And so here she is about the transition, and I begin to tell her that you're speaking what you're going to get what you're speaking in your transition. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You got to go through what you're saying. You're talking about your transition, and you're making your transition difficult. Come on. How do you know that you can have a graceful or a peaceful transition into anything? But sometimes when we're winding all the way through it, come on somebody, if you're dreading, how do you know that dreading is connected with fear? Dreading is that there's something might happen, but it might not happen. And so you can dread, oh glory to God, and think that something's going to happen, and open your mouth and begin to say that something's going to happen, and it just might happen. Okay, all right. All right, go to the book of Numbers. Go to the book of Numbers. Oh glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, help him, Holy Ghost. Oh glory to God. Let me show you what complaining does. Go to Numbers 21. Numbers 21. It's amazing because as I spoke with her, I won't even go into that. I'll just go to Numbers 21. Somebody say, if a house is divided against itself, that house shall not stand. Go to verse 4, daughter, and read.
Numbers chapter 20, 21?
Yes.
Okay, Numbers 21, verse 4. And they journeyed.
Somebody said they're in a transition. When you're transitioning, you're going from one thing to another thing. How many of you ever seem like you come out of one thing of transitioning and then next thing you know you're into something else? Yeah. Read.
And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged.
Point to your head. Point to your mind. You see, your soulish man is your mind, your will, your intellect. Come on, it's your emotions. Glory to God. And so sometimes we got to get this thing in check, because if we don't get this thing in check, glory to God, pretty soon what we're thinking will make its way to what? Somebody say, our mouths.
Our mouths.
Glory to God. And so they begin to be discouraged about the transition or the journey. Come on, somebody. The Bible says, because of the way. And verse 5 says what?
It says, and the people spake against God.
Now they start talking against God. I don't know, God seemed to be doing something for you, but he ain't doing nothing for me.
Jesus.
I mean, so heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Where people complaining about God. You say, how the Lord treat me? I don't know. He ain't treat me too good. You all heard me say that, you know, one day God confronted me. I was on my way back from Orlando and the car was quiet. Oh, glory to God. And all of a sudden I heard, why are you mad at me? Hallelujah. This is about 5 or 6 years ago. Why are you mad at me? And I started debating with God. I ain't mad at you. And the Lord's like, yes, you are mad at me. And I'm trying to tell God, who's an all-knowing God who knows my heart, but I ain't mad at him. And then he began to share with me why I was mad at him. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. How many of you know, can I tell you something? The Bible says that the children of Israel, that they complained in their tents. I won't even go there, but they were complaining in their tents. And the Bible says that God heard them complaining in their tents. Come on, point to your tent, point to your tabernacle. Yes. Oh, glory to God. And so there are sometimes, oh, glory to God, we might not say it out loud, but come on, we can say it up in here. Yes. And God is knowing what we're saying up in here. Yes. Somebody say up in here. Yes. Okay, all right. And so they were discouraged, oh, glory to God. Sometimes the enemy, and it was amazing because the Lord had given me some of these things, and Pastor Ray Lyon came in. I said, what you preaching? And he started talking about this and talking about the emotions, because sometimes we got to get our emotions in check. Come on. Because what the enemy does is the enemy wants to get you going in a direction. Come on, you weren't even intended to go in that direction, but he wants to get you to go in a direction, and then pretty soon it's like, how did I get down here? How did I get this mad? How did I, you know, right? And so, rebuild. Verse what? 5.
Verse 5. The okay. People spake against God.
So they begin to talk about God.
And against Moses.
Well, they didn't leave the leader out either. They begin to talk about the leader also. Read.
Wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt?
Now you say, now hold on. Now it's amazing what they're saying. They're saying you brought us up and you brought us out. Mm-hmm. You brought us up,
yep.
And you brought us out. My God.
Jesus.
Oh, you already seen that one?
Oh, I did.
You brought us up, and you brought us out. Come on. In other words, it's amazing because here's God. God has brought them up,
yes.
And better their lives,
yes.
And they're still complaining.
Yes.
Brought them out. See, Egypt represents a place of sin. It represents the world. God has got her bondage over here. God brought them up out of bondage. Come on.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
Up and out.
Yes.
Not just out, but
Jesus.
Up and out.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, let me say it this way. When you give your life to the Lord, you come up. That's an upgrade.
Yes.
Come on, that's an upgrade.
Yes.
All right, I almost feel it. I almost feel it. I'm not quite there yet, son, but I almost feel it. Somebody say that's an upgrade.
That's an upgrade.
And so you've been upgraded.
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and say, you've been upgraded.
Yes.
You've been upgraded. You've been promoted.
That's
yes. Oh, glory to God. So you brought us up and out of Egypt to do what?
To die in the wilderness.
Hold on, now, to die?
Jesus.
You think God has brought you up and out to kill you?
My God.
To take you out?
Jesus.
Come on, somebody. To leave you as a dead man in the wilderness? God didn't bring you up and out.
Jesus.
But now he brought you up and out.
Yeah.
I'm going to hand the microphone to my wife before I finish speaking to her.
No, no, no.
All right. Read, daughter.
For there is no bread. Neither is there any water, and our soul loathes this light bread.
God had given a manna, angels' food.
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Okay, let me say it this way. Sometimes God had you in a place where he just wants you to eat a whole lot of his word. And now they done got tired. It's almost like you said, I don't feel like reading the Bible. I'm tired of it. They ain't working anyway. They ain't doing nothing for me anyway. My God, up inside.
Jesus.
I'm tired of this. Come on, they were tired of the manna. This manna was sustaining them in the wilderness. They were looking for material things. They were looking for water and bread, but the manna was sustaining them.
Yes.
A prayer had to be taken care of everything,
yes.
Right? But they were complaining about that.
Jesus.
All right. And so read that.
verse 6, and the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people.
Now, when you know the nature of God, when you've been walking with God long enough, you begin to learn the nature of God. You know the nature of God is to bring life and to bring it more abundantly. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, you know, when you read that and you know the nature of God, oh, glory to God, you know what really happened. God, okay, all right.
Yep.
This is what God does. God will move back and allow the enemy to come in.
Let me show you what really happened.
And so God moves back and allows the enemy to come in. Because complaining is a sin anyways.
Yes, it is.
Oh, glory to God. Whether we realize it or not, and sometimes we're comfortable with doing it.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden now, the fiery serpents begin to come in and to bite the people. Y'all ain't getting this.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, let me break down. Let me say that. Let me put it in a spiritual sense. Come on. God moves back and demons move in.
Jesus. Jesus. My God.
Come on. Okay. All right. Y'all getting this?
Yes.
Glory to God. And then you wonder, why am I fighting all you demons? Why am I in this warfare? Come on.
Jesus.
Some of the warfare you beat on, bro. Okay.
Upon yourself.
I didn't want to say it.
I did.
Because here was this custom of creating warfare for herself. Warfare and her for her future.
Jesus.
My God.
Jesus.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Glory to God.
Jesus.
This is why sometimes we have to teach the people. I think I like the blooper and the holler and stuff like this, but sometimes we got to show it to the people of God. Show it to the people of God in the Word, because when you see it playing like this, it'll make you less likely to complain.
That's right.
Amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You be around and talking about, when they messed up my food recently at Cracker Barrel, and I said, double for my trouble. I left Iowa, double the meat, and I put it in. Yeah. So you learn not to complain, but you learn to feel that void with the Word, and then you'll see the Word work for you. You all heard me when I said I left my wallet at home and I pulled up the keys and I wanted to have breakfast and I realized I left my wallet at home and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I could have complained, I could have griped, but I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, somebody going to buy me breakfast. I walked in there and sat down. They brought me my, you know, things, my paper or whatever. But anyways, when the window, when the lady came and she said, what would you like to have? I said, I left my wallet. She said, I got you. And a person over here said, I got you. And another person said, I got you. See? What am I saying? I'm saying you'll eat by the fruit of your mouth. What's coming out your mouth?
Yes.
Right. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. God's been working on my mouth and still working on my mouth for a long time. Oh, glory to God. That's right. Better read.
And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died.
They began to die. Oh, glory to God. How many of those sin will kill you?
Yes.
It has its pleasure, but only for a season. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the enemy's goal is to see. Let me show you something. This is why when you have secular leaders that are promoting sin, can I tell you something? Okay. There was a king that hired a double agent prophet, Baal and Baal Peor. It was two cats. I can't remember whose name is what, but. But he hired a prophet to curse Israel. And God wouldn't allow it. And so he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to advise you how to get them to sin. This is what the prophet told the king. I'm going to advise you how to get them how to sin so that God can judge them. What you have going on now in this nation is that you have leadership that's promoting sin. Come on. Promoting children having operations and paying for it with your taxpayers' dollars. Come on. Okay, children. I ain't talking about no grown folks. I'm talking about children with gender-affirming operations. Abortions, before, thank God that you know, they shut down Roe v. Wade. Now, that was something that was prophesied, and nobody couldn't see that coming. But I remember when it was prophesied. Okay. All right. Why? Because these folks are in the blood sacrifice. Well, okay. All right. I won't even go all into that. Hallelujah. And so, because sometimes God is dealing with me like on the water. Yeah, and I want to go on into that.
Yeah. And so anyways, the Bible says, what happened, daughter?
Verse 7, therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you.
In other words, they repented.
Yes, yes.
And sometimes we have been complaining in our hearts. We need to repent. God, I'm sorry. Oh, glory to God. For complaining that I know of, or complaining that I do not know of.
Yes.
About some complaints I said, but I didn't even say it out loud, but I still said it in my heart. Come on.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
And so sometimes God is just waiting on us, waiting to hear us say, I'm sorry.
I am sorry, God.
Glory to God. Read.
We need you to pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us.
Now, let me say this here. Moses is a type or a picture of Christ. He's not Christ, but he's a type or a picture of Christ. And they're coming saying, we need you to make intercession. But what is Christ Jesus doing? He's at the right hand of the Father doing what? Making intercession.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. See, when you say, oh, I repent. Glory to God. Jesus, he's making intercession for you.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Oh, glory to God. What was the solution?
And Moses prayed for the people.
Uh-huh.
Much prayer.
And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent and set it up upon a pole.
Uh-huh.
And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live.
Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Look at this. Uh-oh. 14 and 15. The Bible says these serpents begin to bite the people. Somebody say sin bites like a serpent.
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't saying it. Sin bites like a serpent. But see, we see God is giving them, somebody say, a remedy. He told them to look and you're going to live.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so, have you made it there yet, daughter?
Yes.
Read.
And Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
Uh-huh.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
Well, what was the results when the Moses lifted up the serpent and the people looked upon it? They lived.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. Well, what's the results with Christ when he was lifted up? Come on, you believe, you live, right?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to lift up Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, all right. Go to, I want to go over to Numbers chapter 12. Let's stick with this here complaining, especially for those that may be transitioning. Can I tell you something? A lot of times, okay, how can I say this? Help me, Holy Spirit. Oh, glory to God. Because I was speaking a little while ago on a national and international level about, you know, war and warfare, wars and rumors of wars. But a lot of times we got rumors and rumors of wars going on the inside of us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yes,
we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we can't see your wars and rumors of wars, but yes. God can see your wars and rumors of wars.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And see, God don't want you to be divided against yourself. How are you going to stand? Let me say this. How are you going to stand against the enemy? Okay. How are you going to stand against the enemy when you are divided within yourself? All right. Did I tell you where to go to, daughter?
Numbers 12.
Number 12?
Numbers 12.
Numbers chapter 12. Okay. Go to, let me see here. Numbers chapter 12. Let me find it right quick. Oh. And go to verse 1. Start at verse 1. The reason why I'm bringing this up, because we had a very interesting conversation. If you want to call it a conversation in the shop, people are still harping about T.D. Jakes. Still harping about T.D. Jakes. I was telling the people, you know, I put it this way. T.D. Jakes says, I have been blessed by his ministry. I don't have anything bad to say about it. One thing about love is that love is one of the highest forms of love.
Amen.
I mean, love is one of the highest. Prayer is one of the highest forms of love.
Yes.
Prayer, praying for people,
is
one of the highest forms. Listen, you see Christ dying on the cross, and he began to do what? Pray for the people.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I bust out yesterday and said, those without sin cast the first stone. Boy, that started up a firestorm right there. That started up a firestorm over to God right there. Because guess what? I remember with the pastor that died in a hotel of a drug overdose. And when people were asking about him, and I said, I don't have anything bad to say about him, because guess what? He's been a blessing to me. When I didn't even know him, and I saw him inside of a clothing store, he told the guy to give me something in the store. He said, give that to him. I didn't even have to pay for it. And so one of the things that we got to do in the body of Christ is stop being divided against ourselves, and realize that guess what, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes when I see things, I don't even believe my eyes. And one thing about some customer was talking about this AI and how this AI had taken somebody's voice made Michael Jordan look like he was saying something when he really wasn't saying something. But anyway, let's go ahead and read well.
Numbers 12, verse 1.
Because I really want to charge you all to, you know, I know we preach a lot about love. We preach a lot about love. And the Bible talks about our love abounding towards what? Some men?
All
men, right? Okay, read.
Numbers 12, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman.
Now, I didn't bring this up because I was talking last week, the week before last, about God breaking all of your laws. Amen. Some of us got some laws. He married an Ethiopian woman. I did bring up the fact that she was a black woman. Oh, glory to God. And can I tell you something? Some people have a law in their heart, oh, glory to God, against interracial marriage. I might as well say that. They got laws set up in their heart. Sometimes we have laws, we're up on the dispensation of grace, but guess what? We're holding things against one another. God wants us to walk in, somebody say, love. It's time for us to grow up in the body of Christ and stop focusing on color. If I got somebody, you know, that loves me, and they might not be the same shade, you know, that I am, oh, glory to God. Hey, love is love.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. And as a matter of fact, when I hear that my sons have a girlfriend, one of the first things I want to know, are they saved? I ain't asking what color are they. I ain't asking, are they born again? Are they saved?
Yes.
Come on, you can get one of the same race or the same kind and be full of hell. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
So are they born again and saved? Baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, and speaking in tongues.
Amen.
That's what I want to know.
Yes.
You can ask my wife, she'll tell you that. She'll be like, I don't know. I'm like, well, somebody need to find out. That's about the only thing I want to know.
Yeah.
I ain't asking what they look like or anything. I want to know, are they born again?
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the most important thing to me. Oh, glory to God. And for those that wasn't here, get that message, because guess what? You know, one of the things that was based on is that we create laws. They were creating laws that God did. They were adding on to it, creating laws for themselves. I see people that create laws for themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, glory to God. All right, read, brother.
And Moses, and Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman that he had married.
Now, you know it had to be on their hearts. You know it had to be on their minds, so they finally begin to talk about it. Read.
For he had married an Ethiopian woman.
Uh-huh.
And they said, has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses?
So they now don't begin to challenge his authority.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory to God. When people walk in the office, you better learn to leave them alone.
Oh, my.
I walk around messing with people in offices.
Yes.
I try not to anyways. Oh, glory to God. Even if you're talking about them, leave the office. Sometimes people be like, and he's supposed to be a preacher. No, I'll leave the office alone, baby. You might not like him, but leave that office alone. Hallelujah. Read.
And they said, Have not the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses?
Uh-huh.
Hath he not spoken also by us?
So now they begin to elevate themselves.
Come on.
So what happens is that, guess what? Sometimes we tear down folks and lift ourselves up. See, I was telling somebody, they asked me about something, and
I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory. With an I, in other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, carefully search your Bible, and you'll discover the devil has many names. Scripture calls him the adversary, the serpent, the dragon, the father of lies, the deceiver, and, of course, the name Satan. But perhaps the most upsetting title for the devil is the accuser, and here's why. Revelation 12 says he's the accuser of the brethren, Christians, that's you and me, and he accuses us day and night before God. You know, John, it seemed like the devil knows a lot about our sins, so the thought of a crafty, intelligent being relentlessly accusing us before God is troubling. What hope do we have against his accusations?
Well, the wonderful answer to that question comes in Romans chapter 8, where the Apostle Paul says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in